Leader of the Islamic Revolution says hegemonic system is doomed to fail. Of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says whatever is against the divine tradition is doomed to fail, and hence the annihilation of the hegemonic system and arrogant powers is definite. In a meeting with the state officials, foreign ambassadors and guests on Saturday, the leader of the Islamic Revolution noted that the only option for world's Muslims to gain access to justice is unity based on sacred religion of Islam. Speaking on the auspicious anniversary of Eid Mab'as, divine appointment of the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny, Ayatollah Khamenei said that mankind throughout history has always suffered from injustice and there have always been powers oppressing and colonizing communities to fulfill their illegitimate interests and materialize their ambitions. He said yesterday, however, this unjust situation is observed in a major part of the world and the oppressed nation situation, particularly in the world of Islam, are deteriorating under the domination of expansionist and hawkish systems. The hegemonic powers, contrary to their claims, are not after establishment of justice and security, especially in the Middle East and the Persian Gulf. The U.S. $600 billion military budget in the year 2009 has been spent for suppressing Afghan Muslim nation and expanding the domination of the U.S. and its allies inside Iraq. Spending billions of dollars over 30 years, the U.S. has tried in vain to topple the sacred Islamic system or force it into a compromise. The only problem with the Iranian nation and officials, in the view of the arrogant powers, is that they have helped awaken Muslims in one of the most sensitive regions of the world, and furthermore, within 3 decades, they have practically shown to the Muslim nations that with unity and faith, it is possible to stand firm against major and hegemonic powers and to remain independent and strong despite continuous political, military, and economic pressures. The victory of the Islamic Revolution and the steadfastness and progress of the sacred Islamic establishment in the last 3 decades is the root cause of animosity of the hegemonic powers against the Iranian people. Ayatollah Khamenei added that a number of Western statesmen depict the Islamic Republic of Iran as the source of insecurity and tension in the region, while the policies of White House and its allies have set the stage for the current Middle East crises. The arms cartels of the West, particularly the U.S.'s, paved the way for sales of their arms through warmongering, stirring unrest and distrust in the region. Ayatollah Khamenei said, as long as the big powers dominate the world, war will not come to an end. The leader added, this situation, however, will not sustain since it is against the divine tradition, and the signs of the demise of the hegemonic system led by U.S. are now observable.
And now in our News and Views segment, we present you with a topical interview on current affairs.
Welcome back. In our News and Views presentation, our correspondent Murtaza Jabbari has interviewed Mark Weber, who is director of the Institute for Historical Review in California. The interview is about the Iranian president's recent remarks on the U.S. interventionist policies. Stay tuned.
Hello, Mr. Mark Weber, and thank you very much indeed for joining us in this program.
Thank you very much for calling me and asking me about this.
Iran's President Dr. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, in his recent visit to Nigeria to take part in the meeting of the Group of 8 Islamic Developing Countries, referred to as D8, criticized U.S. meddlesome policies as a direct dictatorship. How do you view President's remark?
Well, this is consistent with a general unhappiness all over the world with U.S. foreign policy, and this is growing everywhere. Very long, consistent patterns of U.S. Pressing of its interests around the world in a way that no other country does. Unique of all the countries of the world, the United States insists that its security requires huge military outreach, huge military presence all over the world, and a military that is as large as most of the rest of the world's military put together. The U.S. Navy alone is more powerful and larger than the navies of the next 10 or 12 countries put together. One of the remarkable things that the world is now realizing is that even though Barack Obama came to the presidency promising great change and raised great expectations, not only in the United States, but around the world, that U.S. foreign policy in this regard was going to change, in fact, Barack Obama has continued and in some ways increased this U.S. policy of hegemony and interference around the world, notably by the increase of troops in Afghanistan and by just lately reaffirming the continuation of this very strange U.S. alliance and support for Israel, including its nuclear policy. So not only that, Barack Obama is continuing this general pattern of viewing that U.S. Military presence and U.S. foreign policy has to be a dominating one all around the world. And to that extent, Ahmadinejad was echoing the realization that people have all over the world and increasingly here in the United States in spite of the new presidency.
President, criticism of the U.S. meddlesome policies refers to issues of concern and problems that have been imposed on the regional nations, especially in the wake of occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan. Why has the U.S. increased its interventionist policies at this period?
I think the core of U.S. foreign policy, especially in the Middle East, is the restrained U.S. relationship with Israel, which is built not upon any legitimate and authentic U.S. interests, or certainly the interests of humanity in the world, but is a reflection of the domestic pressure of the very powerful pro-Jewish lobby, or the Zionist lobby, or the organized Jewish community here in the United States. This power, which has an enormous grip on our domestic political system and on our cultural life, has distorted and skewed American foreign policy. And it's this alliance with Israel which is the centerpiece, which is the basis for U.S. policy in the Middle East and by extension around the world, but particularly in the Middle East. And that means that the United States cannot conduct a foreign policy that is really authentically a rational one. It's based upon a distorted power of this very small minority in the United States, which nonetheless wields immense and disproportionate power and thereby distorts and skews American foreign policy in a way that has raised increasing objections all around the world.
And one final question. Don't you think the ratification of the anti-Iran resolution shows United Nations Security Council has turned into a tool for advancement of the illegitimate goals of the what you referred to as the very small minority in the United States and a few other states?
Well, yes. I mean, that's true. And the United States is able to use its power to force other countries or pressure other countries to go along with its policies. But I think that the trend in the world is obviously changing because U.S. military, economic, financial power in the world, although it's still very, very great, is proportionately less important than it used to be. And that's going to change. And also there's just increasing realization all over the world that the interests of the other countries of the world are not the same and are differing from those of the United States. And that's apart from increasing awareness about the unfairness or the injustice or the inhumanity of much of U.S. foreign policy.
Well, Mr. Mark Weber, thank you very much indeed for joining us.